Jasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Jasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Yamuna Chiravanachari Yamuna Chiravanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Kota Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from the Canto 5, Chapter 4, in the verses 17. This chapter is entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhadeva. So I'm going to read by myself the verse. Dravyadesha Kalavaya Shadar Vig. Vivido de shopa chitai sarvaira pikratubi yatopa desham shata kritva iyaj. So word by word, repeat please. Dravya, the ingredients for performing jagya. Desha. A particular place, a holy place or a temple. Kala, the suitable time, such as the springtime. Vayaha, the age, especially youth. Shraddha, faith in goodness, not in passion and ignorance. Ritvik, the priests. Vivida Udesha, worshipping different demigods for different purposes. Upachitai, enriched by sarvai, all kinds of api, certainly kratubi, by sacrificial ceremonies. Yatau padesham, according to the instruction. Shata kritva, 100 times. Yaja, he worshipped. So translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Rishabhadeva performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times, according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus, he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped and the prasada was offered to the demigods. Thus, the functions and festivals were all successful. So repeat, please. Lord Rishabhadeva performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times, according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched. By first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped. And the prasada was offered to all the demigods. Thus the functions and festivals were all successful. Purport. It said, Kaumara Achet Pragyo Dharman Bhagavat Iha Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.1. A ritual should be performed by young men, even boys, at a tender age, in order for the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is master of all demigods. Therefore, the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. The Brahma Sanhita, the important demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and even the incarnations and expansions of Lord Krishna, like Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and all the other Vishnu Tattvas, as well as the Shakti Tattvas, like Durga Devi, are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda, with the words Govindam Adipurusha Tambaham Bhajami. A Vaishnava worships the demigods in relation to Govinda, not independently. I repeat, a Vaishnava worships the demigods in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnavas are not so foolish that they consider the demigods independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekaleshvara Krishna Arsaba Britya. The Supreme Master is Krishna and all others are his servants. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Jnana Timirandasya Gnandjara Sarakaya Chaksuru Militam Jnana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So did someone found anything strange in this purport? Has noticed something strange in this purport? Because when I read this purport, I found something strange here. It's in this sentence. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. So when I read it, I said something doesn't sound very proper here. So then after I made a research in the internet about this verse, and I found a class given by a devotee in India. And when was the question time, someone asking him, who is worshipping who? It is the Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. So then the devotee that was giving the class, he read again, and he was a little bit hesitant, and then he more or less deviated, and and began to talk about the conclusion that Srila Prabhupada gives, that we should not worship the demigods independently. We should worship them in relation to Govinda, as Srila Prabhupada says. But the meaning that I got here, the Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. So, doesn't fit with the other parts of the purport. So what I did, I wrote to His Holiness Jaya Dvaita Swami, and I inquired about this purport, if it was right, this. And he has answered me very quickly. He said, thank you for asking. The text I am reading from the latest version of the Veda Basis says, the Supreme Lord is master of all demigods. Therefore, the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepting the demigods as servants of the Supreme Lord worships them properly. So, if the version you are reading says he worships them directly, this was an editorial error. The word in the original manuscript say was rightly, not directly, was rightly. And the original editor seems to have misunderstood this to mean directly. I think this should clear up the confusion. Hope this finds you in good health. Yours in Srila Prabhupada's service, Jaya Dvaita Swami. And I didn't write only to Jaya Dvaita Swami. I wrote also to Dravida Das Prabhu, that he also oversees it, the correction. He said, Prabhu, there has been a correction to this purport. Remember, this book was part of the 17 books in 2 months marathon in 1975. And some sloppy mistakes were made. The passage now reads, the Supreme Lord is master of all demigods, therefore the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepting the demigods as servants of the Supreme worships them properly. Your servant, Dravida Das. So, I want to bring about this mistake because we heard sometimes in ISKCON that some devotees say, they are churning Srila Prabhupada's books, and this is not right, cannot churn Srila Prabhupada's books. And of course, right, we should not change Srila Prabhupada's book, but we should not change the meaning. But and I'm sure that His Holiness Advaita, Jayadvaita Swami, and the group of devotees that work in the BBT, they know it very well. I think every bhakta, since they join ISKCON, they know that we should not change the message of Srila Prabhupada. Any bhakta has this feeling that we should. So it's not necessary, I think it's not necessary to tell Jayadvaita Swami that we should not change Srila Prabhupada. But it is not changing. It's to bring about what Srila Prabhupada said, really, what he meant really. Because here we can see it was the mistake of someone that was typing the book. So, it's very important that, because Srila Prabhupada said that we should work in our relationship should be based in trust and love. So, and there is a technique in military politics that if you wanted to defeat your enemy, you should first make him weak. And one of the ways is by dividing, creating groups, opposition. So we should be attentive to this, because some people they want they're against ISKCON, they want to finish with ISKCON, they want to take over ISKCON, and then they try to create these divisions. And some devotees, they are divided. No? Some devotees, they are totally against the BBT, and they are chanting the books of Srila Prabhupada without having a deep knowledge, more profound knowledge. The BBT has created a site, BBT Edit. It's www.bbtedit. And there is explained all the changes that they did and why they did and why they are doing it. And who gave them authorization to do this. And everything is explained there in detail. So we shouldn't go with these rumors saying that they are chanting Srila Prabhupada's books. And anyway, the books of Srila Prabhupada will have to be edited sooner or later. The books of Srila Prabhupada will have to be, all of them will be to be edited. And I'm going to prove you why. Prabhu, I'm going to pass you some paper here. You don't give it to everybody. To the voters on paper. For the ladies. So in this paper, this is a text, a small part of a book. And I want that you see. It is written in English. So it's called the Canterbury Tales. These are stories written by Geoffrey Chaucer. By the end of the 14th century, so it was written in English 600 years ago, and who can understand it nowadays? So Srila Prabhupada's books are the law books for 10,000 years. So that means that these books, they are all have to be edited sometime in the future, and won't be edited by any Srila Prabhupada disciple. Because after 600 years, I think, unless some of them have some mystic powers, they will live a long time. But otherwise, it will be a disciple of the disciple of the disciple of the disciple of the disciple of Srila Prabhupada that is going to make the editing of these books. So this is a proof that the books has to be edited. So anyway, this is not an English class or editing class. But I brought about this point because I think it's important that we work in trust and love. We have to trust devotees that they have dedicated their lives to Srila Prabhupada, many years. And of course they are not trying to change the message of Srila Prabhupada. They are trying to present it as it is. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this verse. Well, I forgot. I was first. I'd like to thank you, the devotees, that have invited me to give you this class. I have no qualification, and I'm not speaking it. That is the truth. But someone may ask, yeah, if you don't have qualification, why are you seated there? So I have to confess that it is a little bit selfish of my part, because every time that I accept to give the Bhagavatam class, I'm forced to study the Bhagavatam, to hear the classes. and then it for me is very beneficial. So I ask you to forgive me and give your best to me. And if I say something wrong, I'm sure that we have senior devotees here, they are going to correct me. Okay, in this verse, the verse says, Lord Rishabhadeva performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. So first point that I want to make is that according to the instruction of the Vedic literatures. So although Lord Rishabhadeva was the supreme personality of Godhead, he was acting according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. It's to give us the example that we have to act according to some instructions. Now, it's not that we can do whatever we want, whatever comes in our mind and that will be all right. No. We have to follow some instructions. And in ISKCON, as members of ISKCON, the first instructions that we should follow is from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Not even directly from, we should follow the instructions of the Shastra. Because the Shastra gives so many different instructions. And it is necessary that one Acharya, then a pure devotee, he presents it for time, place, and circumstance. If he wasn't like this, for example, why Srila Prabhupada wrote his own commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam? Because so many acharyas before they wrote the commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So why Srila Prabhupada had to write a new commentary? Because according to time, place, and circumstance, one pure devotee has to present the instructions for that specific time. As it mentions in this verse also, they were executed in holy place according to the proper time. So that is a sign of intelligence, a person that acts according to time, place, and candidate, according to the people that he's talking about. So, and take advantage that we just had a Vyasa Puja of Srila Prabhupada. The Srila Prabhupada consciousness is very strong. I'd like to read some instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And for me, they are very important because they relate to the first thing that we do every day. What we do every day, the first thing, is to wake up. This is the first thing that we do. So, it's part of some letters that Srila Prabhupada wrote to different devotees. The first one is to Hayagriva in 13 February 1972. I would say that I'm not speaking to it to anybody in particular. I'm preaching to myself because which ear is closest to my mouth is my own ear. So first I'm preaching to myself. Yes, as in the case of Hanadira, please institute these most important points of attending Mangalarti and chanting 16 rounds. These are the most important points of Krishna consciousness process. These regulative principles are our life. If they are not respected, then we fall down from the standard and the whole thing is finished. As GBC, you should see the standard is perfectly maintained and that deity worship is perfectly done, then Krishna will give us all protection. Neglecting the principles means neglecting Krishna's order. So you are one of the chief men of this institution. Kindly maintain your behavior to the standard so that others will follow and the whole thing may go on nicely. It was said about Lord Chaitanya, Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivere Shikaya, that is, he personally used to practice himself the injunctions and then he used to teach others. That is our principle. Unless one is perfectly behaved person, he cannot teach others. So this is a part of the letter that he sent a high grieve in February 1972. Next one is a letter to Satyabhama, Mayapur, 28th of February 1972 also. If the children simply do as their elders are doing, that is regularly attending Mangalarti, rising early, chanting, eating prasada, looking at books, worshipping there, like that, then automatically they will become trained up in right way and there is no need for a special program for education. Children will always do as they see others doing. So if by the good association of their parents and the other persons, they will come out nicely fixed in Krishna consciousness. So that was letter of Satyabhama. And we can see, mainly in the community, how important the behavior of the adults, because the children, they follow. Now is a letter to Rupanuga in May 1972. Sometimes you see that even they do not wash hands after eating. Even after drinking water, we should wash hands. That is suci. Suci means purest. Everyone should join the Mangalarti. Gradually, we should become more regulated and strict for following the rules and regulations. Otherwise, we shall fall down. So now is a letter to Sri Dhamma in 5th of May, 1972. So as president, you must make sure that all the students are regularly chanting 16 rounds, taking bath, attending Mangalarti, reading our books, and following the regulative principles. If everyone keeps strictly these principles, then success is assured. So that is the formula of success. Now it's a letter to Bhargava in June 72. And never neglect to chant your 16 rounds of beads daily. Rise early without fail. Attend Mangalarti, take bath, and follow the other regulative principles. And everything will come out very successfully. You can rest assured on that. And letter to Dayananda in July 1972. Yes, reading my books will help you. Philosophy must be there. But if you do not also apply the philosophy by participating in all temple affairs like rising early, attending Mangalarti, performing devotional service, then simply learning the philosophy will have no effect, Srila Prabhupada says. So it's not only a question of knowing verses and reading all the books, but we should practice also what is in the books as far as we can, because of course everybody has his limitations, his shortcomings, but as far as possible we should try to follow the instructions that are there in the books. And this is a letter to Giriraj in July 72. They should be taught just to do like their elders, that is, rise early, cleanse, attend Mangal Arati, read our literatures, chant, go for Sankirtan, like that. And besides that, a little ABC, mathematics, geography, history, that's all. Letter to Karandara in this December 1972. So the future of this Krishna consciousness movement is very bright. So long the managers remain vigilant that 16 rounds are being chanted by everyone without fail, that they are all rising before 4 morning, attending Mangalarti. Our leaders shall be careful not to kill the spirit of enthusiastic selves, which is individual and spontaneous and voluntary. Now is a letter to Sudama in 23rd of December 1972. And if you simply keep to our standard program, don't try to invent anything, roadshow or yoga village. That means chanting daily 16 rounds, rising early, attending Mangal Arati, like that. If this program is strictly maintained amongst all the devotees, they will remain pure. And if preaching is pure, automatically leaders, manager, funds, everything will be given profusely by Krishna, without any doubt. So, there are more laughs about it, but I think everybody got the point already. So that, about the importance, first thing, importance of time that we wake up. Because the first thing that we do for a spiritual life, and it is important, it's not that it's not important. If not, Srila Prabhupada wouldn't stress it so much. I remember when I joined the movement in Brazil, in São Paulo, we had a temple commander. He was very strong and tall. And his policy about the devotees was like this: I'm going to call you 3 times. First time I come, Prabhu, it's time to wake up. And then I go around calling the other boss, then I come back and I call again, Prabhu, it's time to wake up. The third time, I'll come with a bucket full of water. And if you didn't wake up, I throw water in you. And he used to do it. And I saw many devotees wet. So I learned to wake up early in the morning. Today I thank him because although he was a little bit strict and many people may criticize, but it worked. We had attendance, very good attendance in Mangal Arati in São Paulo temple when I joined the movement. So, but anyway, it's only a question of getting used. In the beginning I couldn't wake up also, I remember. It was difficult for me. First time that I joined and was very difficult. But with the time, you get used to austerity. And then we enjoy it. Nowadays for me, it's not enjoyable staying in the bed after the sunrise. I cannot. I confess this. Because I got used to it. So it's a question of getting used. And austerity is good for spiritual life. Because it purifies our heart. So, I'm going to stop here. If there are any question, any comment, any correction, please do. I forgot to turn off my telephone. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Paramananda. the letters of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.